This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for April 5th. I'm Paul Plack. The FAA announced Friday it will consider the special issuance of a medical certificate to pilots who are taking medication for mild to moderate depression. Up till now, those conditions and medications would bar you from all flying. The TSA says it will implement new enhanced security measures for all air carriers with international flights to the United States, replacing the emergency measures put in place immediately following the underpants bomber incident on Christmas Day. A Russian Soyuz capsule, which launched from Kazakhstan Friday with a U.S. astronaut and two cosmonauts aboard, successfully docked with the International Space Station at 1:25 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday morning. Union pilots have reached a contract agreement with Flight Options LLC, a luxury fractional business jet provider based in Cleveland, Ohio. It's the company's first union contract and took 3 years to negotiate. The pilot of a Czech Aircraft Works Mermaid amphibian is dead after he flew into a dock on the St. Clair River in Michigan. A promotion involving the Red Bull Air Races and the Detroit Riverfront will award grants totaling $10,000 to the top three Detroit schools in an art contest, which invites students to decorate wooden models of the air race planes. The tour has a race scheduled on the river June 5th and 6th. The Augusta Westland AW109 Power light twin helicopter has now logged 470 deliveries worldwide, and among the latest is the first to Bulgaria. An Aquantis A380 blew two tires on landing in Sydney last week, starting a fire in the left main gear. Among the passengers watching the live video fed from a tail-mounted camera to their seatback screens was someone who used a cell phone camera to record it and upload it to YouTube. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves wonders aloud why, with most aviation accidents not involving mechanical failures, we still spend more time pre-flighting the hardware than we do the pilot. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.